Blog Talk Radio.
Matters of the Heart, Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I am Beth, and this is your show episode is for ages 18 and older, the mature audience. Invited guest, well, I won't say invited guest, when she heard of the topic matter, she was like, I will be there, be square. Mrs. Belinda Bostic is our scheduled guest, but she has not called in yet. You know how these early mornings can get people. And she's a working hard mother and wife and so on. So maybe she'll catch us before the end of broadcast. Maybe not. But we do understand, do we not? But the topic is orgasms, to fake or not to fake. Please call 714-409-0614. Guys, call also, because via my research, I have found out that you guys fake orgasmed often, more often than I thought. I cannot speak from that perspective of being a faker, you know, honestly, because I don't think I've ever faked. Maybe through my research, you know, looking at stats of people that maybe don't orgasm, probably maybe when I was, like, coming out of being a virgin, and even before, while I was a virgin, I masturbated like crazy, so I knew what orgasms were. So, just thank you. Call in. Chat with me in the chat room. I see my cousin Linda, author of Myrna's Adventure, based in Big D, native of Jackson, is on the line, and she might want to share some info. And I want to send condolences and prayers and hugs and kisses to my longtime friend, my good friend, and his family and his mom and his brother Zach, who also lives in Dallas, all regarding the loss of their father, Dr. George Harmon, Dr. Harmon of Harmon Drugs, located in the historic district. You will hear me talk a lot about the historic district. Those of you whom aren't familiar with Jackson, and historic Jackson especially, Harmon's Pharmacy Drugstore, located on Ferry Street. Google Harmon Drugs. Google downtown Jackson. Dr. Harmon, he was the first African-American pharmacist to open a business here in Jackson, Mississippi. So sending hugs and kisses to Mrs. Harmon and to her sons, like I said, her son George and Zach, and their daughter and George's wife and family, and Zach's wife and this entire family, and clients and customers and those that really admired Dr. Harmon like myself. And also, I didn't mention the other day, my friend Neil Thacker, who is a real estate investor in Chicago, who will be a guest in the near future discussing real estate and flipping houses, and also how he is a proponent of anti-piracy. He lost his mother over the weekend also, so just sending my love to my dear friends who have lost loved ones recently. This is, oh, my God. Today's your birthday. Happy birthday. And also shout out to Mitt Romney regarding winning Texas primary, now being our official, the GOP official presidential candidate. But here's some more music, and call in. Share your thoughts about to fake or not to fake orgasms, different reasons why people fake orgasms. They want to hurry up and get it over with, or they want to make their lover, a husband, spouse, happy, just different reasons. So share your perspective. I'm not sharing a perspective of faking because, like I said before, to my knowledge, I've never faked an orgasm. I'll go on, but here's some more Dread Days. And, again, if you missed the interview with Ahashi of Dread Days on Saturday, you got to listen to it. Awesome interview.
Now one act for ramen pain. Let you do the game.
Boo of the Black Eyed Peas, Dread Days. I can't wait to hear their new music, which we will hear exclusively, one of the first to hear right here on Cut the Chocolate Tam Reports. And, of course, you hear Karen Sharon by Dread Days also, and open with Morris. Morris can't do early mornings. He will come on probably on a Sunday, hopefully this coming up Sunday, to update us on his project and also on his relationship status. And so many of you cannot believe that he is single. He's divorced father. And he can't do early morning. He says he's usually sleeping. I know he listens to the show often. He turns over and listens because he gets up early to exercise. So shout out to Morris. But again, Belinda's not online. My cousin Linda is. Belinda's website is slumberpartiesbybelindabostic.com. You can log on right now and also friend her on Facebook at Belinda Bostic, BelindaBostic, BostiC. And you can like her Slumber Parties by Belinda Bostic fan page also. And also like Culture Shock and the 10 Reports fan page also. Because I'm going to start giving out goodies and so on, so you all need to like the page so you can start getting goodies. And post, feel free to post positive comments and videos and information that you would like to share, okay, at Culture Shock, Inc. Reports fan page, okay? So I really appreciate it. Again, call in at 714-409-0614. But I am telling you, press 1 to speak. I'm telling you, I am kind of shocked from our research that you guys feel about orgasms. I mean, I know it's a big thing with women faking orgasms, but man, you guys fake. You know, like I said, I can't. My recollection, I have never faked. Right now, I'm back to being sexually abstinent. You all know I bragged about, oh, how I'm celebrating going on 3 years of practicing sexual abstinence, but you all know I shared about a month ago. You know, I fell off the wagon and had a little fun. you all know my intentions were to practice abstinence sex until at least have a steady bow and most definitely legally single. But, you know, I don't regret it, but, you know, I was going good going on 3 years. But, you know, that happens. So I can't talk about what's going on, like, actually now, but I wish someone that fake orgasms would call in. And guys or girls, well, I won't say girls, but women age over 18 will call in and talk about that. I have posted and tweeted a lot of articles and a lot of videos regarding the topic, you know, dealing with women and men when it comes to faking orgasms and reasons why also. And there's even one article in AskMen.com instructing guys on, which there's two articles that I posted. One is how you know your female, your mate is faking. And two, there's an article about how to fake an orgasm. And AskMen.com, I have it posted, tweeted on LinkedIn, MySpace, all over the net, instructing guys how to fake orgasms. And in the article, it states how it's good to have a condom on when faking an orgasm. And also, don't try to fake an orgasm when you're looking face-to-face to your mate because people can tell. And then also, don't do something that you normally don't do when you do climax because that's a telltale sign, too. Just go on about your business and do what you usually do. If you're a cuddler, then cuddle. If you're not a cuddler, just turn it over and go to sleep or whatever. But if you change your habit, then that's a telltale sign that you're faked an orgasm. This is what I have read. I'm sharing this. You know, you all know I'm a like one of the guys type girl, but then also I'm a chick too, and so I'm sharing this information to my fellow females, my sisters, also that, you know, they do it too if you did not know. But then also, guys, fake also what I was researching and reading also because, you know, I guess they don't want their female, their lover to think that they're not satisfying them also. But guys don't reach climax and orgasms for some of the same reasons women. You know, it could be stress, too much in a rush, just different reasons. But one thing Belinda always talks about is that, in what she expressed to my friend in the chat room last week, is that it's not good to, you know, to fake because you want to be satisfied and you want your mate to be satisfied also. And so that's some information that she definitely shared in a nutshell last week. But then also, you all pay a friend, my friend, my like a sister to me, Nikki Roundtree, fan, a friend her on Facebook. So she is a romance consultant, and she has romance accessories also that can help you out. So you can friend her, and she has customers all around the country, probably outside the country. And also, there I like Adam and Eve. Visit Adam and Eve and friend them on Facebook and tweet them at Adam and Eve. And then also I have another friend. I won't talk about them yet. That have they're starting up their business. So I don't think they want to talk about it yet until they have their business up and running. So maybe they'll come on the show in the near future to talk about their business coming from a couple. Perspective. Even though Belinda is married, this is a couple that's in business in regards to helping people in the romance and intimacy department. But my cousin Linda has a comment. She it might be about intimacy. It's probably about the death of a very important part of the Jackson community and the state and the country of Dr. Harmon. There's only one way to find out, and that's to click on and let her chime in and share with us what's going on. I'm thinking tomorrow, Terrific Thursday, we're going to talk about some of everything, like what's going on with Justin Bieber, Beyonce. Hey, Madonna's been doing Gaga, doing her concerts. She's been breaking into mixing Express Yourself with Born This Way. And they're like, is she playing tribute or is she, like, mocking? You know, what's going on? So it's been a lot of stuff going on. So let's talk about some stuff like that tomorrow. And I want to talk about stuff like plastic surgery and liposuction and stuff like that. You know, what are your – I just want to give you something to think about. What are your opinions regarding plastic surgery and liposuction and, you know, in a little – Botox every now and then. What are your thoughts regarding perfecting flaws? Really? Okay. It's time for Cousin Linda. Good afternoon. Good morning, Cousin Linda.
How are you?
Good morning, Cousin Bethany.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm like you, but I'm about to say good afternoon. So many listeners are celebrating the afternoon and the evening. And
yes,
I'm,
good afternoon and good night, maybe. If the people over in Australia are listening, it's probably nighttime there.
Most definitely. I know they are. Shout out to my friends in Australia.
Okay.
Well, to the show in Australia.
Okay, well, I almost overslept. I had to, because I overslept the last couple of mornings, so I set my alarm this morning and went off at 5:15.
I think that's what happened to Linda this morning, because she was very enthusiastic about the show, so I think that's what happened to her. That happened to me a few weeks ago.
Yes, I know. I was up.
I think Kev is still pissed at me. So
yeah, I was gonna say that was when you were gonna have the car dealership guys on, and I was listening that morning, and you just didn't come on at all.
it's good sometimes to even call me, but but that's not a good look, not at all. But yeah, I think that's what happened to Belinda this morning. So but you up? I see you called right. You didn't oversleep,
yeah.
But I didn't know if you were going to call or not this morning.
Yeah, well, I didn't get my reminder email, so that's why I made sure I set the alarm. Because sometimes if I wake up super early, I'll come over here and check my emails and see if I have one from you about the topic, and I didn't get one. So I said, well, I'm glad, you know, I set the alarm clock so I didn't have to worry about oversleeping.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't want to talk about faking orgasms. That's a little bit personal. But I did want to talk about some of the information in Shades of Grey, the book.
Oh, yes. I haven't started reading it yet. I know Belinda began reading it last week. But have you read it?
Yeah, well, I've started reading it. I'm on page 191.
Wow.
But you remember when you and Belinda and I were talking about sex toys?
Yes.
Okay, on page 174, does the submissive consent to these different things, which I thought was kind of funny to me after what we had discussed. Christian Grey describes himself as the dominant, and the female lady that he's involved with, Anastasia Steele, is the submissive. And so he has certain things, certain guidelines that she has to follow in order to be in this relationship with him. And some of the stuff in the contract that he wants her to sign goes like this. Does the submissive consent to masturbation, cunnilingus, fellatio, swallowing semen, vaginal intercourse, vaginal fisting, anal intercourse, anal fisting, and does the submissive consent to the use of vibrators, butt plugs, does that ring a bell? Butt plugs, yeah, dildos, other vaginal slash anal toys, and does the submissive consent to bondage with rape, bondage with leather cuffs, bondage with handcuffs, shackles, manacles, and so on. It goes on and on and on. So when I was reading this, you know, because I told you I was a little bit leery about some of the stuff I have in my book. My stuff is super duper mild compared to what's in Shades of Grey. And I didn't have any intentions of reading this book until I saw on the news where it was not available. Certain libraries have banned it and all that. And I was just curious.
Around this time last week, you reached 10 million. 10 million like in sales. Over 10 million in like 6 weeks.
And yeah,
wow.
And so many places don't even have it. It's like people are on a waiting list. But my website that I get my used books from, and most of the time is they're not used. The website says it's a used book reseller. But I've gotten so many new books at dirt cheap prices from abebooks.com. And when I ordered this,
What's the name of the website?
Abe.
Uh-huh.
Books, B-O-O-K-S, .com.
Okay, and the listeners want to take note of this. Okay.
Yeah, because when I ordered it, I was expecting, you know, when I put it in, you know, to search, I said, yeah, they're going to be out of it. And they had quite a few booksellers who had the book at that time. I ordered mine week before last, and it came last week. And it ships real quickly. Sometimes when I order books, it might take 2 to 3 weeks before I get one, especially because they have free shipping on a lot of their books. But this one, the book was, I think, $8.97, and shipping was $2.99. I had this book in less than 3 days.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. But
a lot of people will love to know that. Abe Books, ABEBOOKS.com. I don't know if I've ever, I've heard of Abe Books, but I need to visit that website then. I know I haven't visited that website.
Oh, once you go there, you probably won't shop for books anywhere else. Now, of course, you can't get my book there. Because my book is at Barnes & Noble or Amazon.com, and a few other places friends have told me that they purchased their books. Because my friend in San Francisco said he actually went to a store in San Francisco and they ordered it for him. But,
I had to check out Barnes & Noble's shelves to see if they had any copies on their shelves. I ordered the e-book from, BN, from Barnes & Noble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I, 8 books, I can't tell you. I've ordered probably hundreds of books from that website, and I've never been disappointed. And sometimes, you know, if you order a book and it says used, it will come brand spanking new. So I don't know how they categorize them. Because, like I said, they say that they are a pretty much used book reseller. And you get a lot of rare books, first release books.
What happens, they're probably overrides from books that a bookstore have ordered. And
oh, okay.
Therefore, they get on that list of used book. But like a bookstore might order a certain number or realize they don't need a certain number, and then they send them back. That's a good way to get them, just like with clothes.
Yeah,
I learned a little bit about the book business when I worked at Head Price Bookstores in Dallas, Texas.
Okay, yeah, I had to stop buying their books because they are way overpriced to me because I can get them so much cheaper online. Now I sell a lot of my books back to Half Price Books. Because, I mean, I was running out of space. I just had too many books. It was like a little mini library up in here. So I will go and sell mine to Half Price Books. But, yeah, when I was running over this little information, especially the butt plug thing, that just really tickled me because you and Belinda and I had discussed that.
Exactly. And Sherry talked about that part of the book on The View the other day. And she was promoting Spencer's products because I've always liked going to Spencer's checking out that stuff. So she was like promoting like mild bondage stuff that Spencer sells. That you if you were inspired by the book, so I know she was like, "Ooh, that book just got me so excited." So she was demonstrating fun products, blindfolds and handcuffs and stuff like that on the show on The View the other day.
They also discuss spanking, whipping, biting, genital clamps, hot wax, paddling, caning, nipple clamps, oh my goodness, other types and methods of pain. The kid is not into pain. That's not my thing.
That's what Sherry was talking about on the show the other day. She was talking about it's like pain and pleasure. And Belinda was talking about that with you and I on private conversation regarding how it's pain and pleasurable or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You said no kind of pain, huh?
No. I can't begin to fathom enjoying pain. No kind of way. Oh, but you were discussing men faking orgasms. I didn't know it was possible for a man to fake it.